If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
When I used to do car drive, I remember specifically that I mentioned this. But for the purposes of the listeners that now reside on Seize the World.
Catch your breath.
No, it's fine. I'm good.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite shows when I used to watch TV. Okay. Storage Wars.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so this show used to be on Discovery.
Yeah.
And they get storage units, basically. And then these storage units go on auction. And then you bid for the units without knowing what's inside, obviously. Mm-hmm. And once you bought the units, then you go and you forage. And you find whatever you find, you get to sell it. Now, there's a guy in the U.S. who bought a storage unit. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that this storage unit belonged to Roddy Ricch, the rapper.
Okay.
Roddy Ricch is a guy that did the song titled The Box. We used to play it a lot. In fact, I looked for it. So I wanted to play it. But for some reason, I think it's been deleted from the system. So I couldn't play it. But in that storage unit, he found Roddy Ricch's Grammy.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah. He found his Grammy. Then he made a video like, hey, Roddy Ricch, I've got your Grammy. Hit me up. Roddy Ricch then did hit him up. I think he bought it for something silly, like $400 or something silly like that, right? The unit. And Roddy Ricch is like, okay, cool. Please try and bring it back to me. The guy said, I want $50,000. Mm. Now, by law, that Grammy is his.
Yeah.
Because if you buy a storage unit, whatever is inside, the contents become yours.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get like family heirlooms, bruh, and these things are valued and appraised at like $100,000 or whatever. You get to keep it all. Roddy Ricch was like, nah, I'm being extorted. So he went on social media, was like, hey guys, this guy's trying to extort me with $50,000, yada, yada, yada. I'm thinking the guy that found it is well within his right to ask for that.
Yeah, it's not extortion.
It's not, because finders keepers. If I lose, for example, my wallet and somebody calls me and says, hey, I found your wallet, I need a reward of 1,000 rands. I wouldn't say that's extortion, because they could easily keep it and keep quiet and not even call me.
But yeah, in this particular instance, if something like a Grammy is that valuable to you, for one, you're not keeping it in a storage unit.
Right.
You're keeping it at home where you know all the time where it is. Mm. The mere fact that you put it in a storage unit means that you didn't see that much value in it. And if I think it is valuable, I give it the price that I think you should be paying for it. That's not extortion.
Yes, for your negligence, actually. Mm.
Well, what Roddy says is, this Grammy is so valuable to him that he used to take it to every recording session. And so, for example, when he was working with Kanye, he had the Grammy right there recording next to it. But when they were driving, his PA, personal assistant, got into an accident. And obviously, then he was taken from the scene. And his personal assistant, I think, had booked the storage units. And so that's why, when you don't pay for a storage unit, that's when they auction it off. Mm-hmm. So Roddy ended up not knowing where it is because his PA was obviously keeping it. And since his PA got into an accident, it was difficult for him to find out, hey, what happened? Because this person was in a coma or whatever.
Oh, okay. I suppose.
No.
And I think the
guy's PA not have a family.
Wow, how would the family know?
But he was in a coma, so he probably was the only person who signed for that storage.
Yeah, but nobody knows where you're keeping your storage?
It's not his. I think it's part of the job. So it's like, you know, like, very simple. When you go home and you need looking for your favorite shirt, you don't know where your housekeeper packed it.
Yeah.
You can't call her house and be like, hey, can you please find out where I'm smoking and put my shirt?
No,
nobody in the house will know. Only she would.
I get that. Yeah. But I'm saying the location of the storage unit. You're trying to tell me that absolutely nobody knew that there was a storage unit somewhere that is owned by this particular person?
Well, because it's not owned by him. It's all part of his job. He's just doing. So, as a PA, you just do things for your boss.
But that's
just
my
like
point.
You book flights, etc., and so on.
Okay, I get
that. Ask a CEO. A PA will not know, for example, if you just kill a PA today, and I'm a CEO.
Yeah.
I won't know what my meetings are. I won't know who I'm supposed to be meeting with today because you manage my diary.
No, but you can go into the computer and just check the diary.
Yeah.
So similarly, what I'm trying to say is that probably there must be documents somewhere where they signed the agreement to store some of the
How do you know where to look?
No, just go into the PA's office and see if you can't find some documents, and then you would know, oh, this must
this
be the
how
storage.
People's monies get stolen. You
I was just
give
about
your
to tell
entire
you.
Life to people and you don't even know what's happening in your own life. That's a problem.
Guys, in America, you literally have somebody for everything when you are a star. Yeah. Everything. Those guys don't even make their own payments. They don't know. Because also, American banking systems are not like ours. So you can't log on and see how much money you have. You rely on your financial assistant to tell you, your financial manager to tell you, okay, this is how much money you have. These are bills you need to pay. I need to authorize this and that.
Then you deserve,
and the money comes in checks. Then you like literally a check.
Somebody.
Then you need somebody to go and deposit that check.
Then you deserve this.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, $50,000. Would you have paid or not?
I would. Because already the guy is courteous. So it tells me two things, right? He can't sell it for whatever price he wants because he knows not a random person won't buy Roddy Ricch's Grammy. Maybe if it's an Elvis Presley or Michael Jackson Grammy, yeah. There's a lot of value to that. So he's being courteous by giving me the option to buy it, but I know he's also a bit desperate, so I'm going to negotiate. Maybe not 50, but I will meet him somewhere with 10 because he's not going. No one is buying it for 15.
So instead, you know what happened? And I don't know this for a fact, but this is what the guy says. He says he received calls threatening him. Because Roddy Ricch is from LA. And he's part of a gang. So then he received calls threatening him and his family. They sent him pictures. Then he met up with Roddy's team. He said, let's meet up. This is how scared he was. Let's meet up at a police station. And then I'll hand over the Grammy to you. Hand over the Grammy for free. For free.
Roddy's a punk.
No, but Roddy should have given him something.
Roddy's a punk.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a song. Chris just loaded it for me. Here's a Roddy Ricch song. You remember this track?
Yeah, TikTok sound.
Oh. Ow.
Hey. Hey. This is a hit, boy.
It is.
You see? There you go. The box. Which is where they found his Grammy, in a box. So let us know, would you have paid the $50,000 or not?
If I was that guy, I would have auctioned that Grammy, and he would have had to go and fight and threaten the person who bought it. Ana thank you, Rodney Walo now.
That's not true, man.
Okay, then show me a banking app in America where you can see your money. Tell me, just show me.
But also, that, how does that work? Because what about the daily average person who needs to go do groceries?
No, but that's simple. That's going to an ATM. But what I'm saying is, you see in America, like how we do payments, EFTs and all that. You can't do that thing in America. Like, we've got the most advanced banking system in the world.
So they call the bank to process an EFT?
Yeah, to do a wire is something totally different than an EFT. The banking systems in America are very, very archaic. Yeah. I'm not asking you, by the way. I'm telling you for a fact. No.
The traveling man.
Not only traveling, the banking man. I bank everywhere.
Yo, I was going to give the guy a Grammy Award jacket for free. A guy who raps like that. I mean, that guy should have listened to the lyrics and the beat. Ah, that guy's gangster. No ways. I was just going to ask him to be my friend and then give him his Grammy.
Yeah, Roddy's strictly from the LA gang.
Street.
He's a Crip. So he's not playing when he tells you he can pop off.
I'm Sizwan Weapatala, but Kalla Lea Piso Katuiza, Luis Rino Mikala, Mate Uzo Kalipa, Mori, Patala Manji, Romelumu Pelomon to police, Utniacolis, and Fage. Aye, 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 Uzo Kalipa, Mavelevat Mamela Lawen, Uzo Len to Titi. I am born a good Yato, Sam. I have a little cock, but I do not want to go to the Titi. I am born a good Yato, and Sam. I have a little cock, but I think Hambi, Successor Manji, Tachin, Tachin, Bafage.
Oh, that's funny. No, but that's the truth. Like I said, he's got a reputation in LA. No jokes. Now, Roddy says he offered the guy $10,000, but I don't think that's true because if it was, then why didn't he give him when he brought back the Grammy?
Because the guy refused. Mind you, I'm a liar.
Doesn't work like that. He may have refused, but he brought back the Grammy, did not?
Because he was under duress. He was being threatened. So his family members were threatened.
But this is exactly my point. Roddy is lying.
He's just saying that to cover his bases. All he did was he threatened the guy. That's what he did. But yeah, that's not the point. The point is, would you have paid $50,000?
When Roddy Ricch heard this guy's $50,000 offer, he probably thought, this one, he thinks he's dealing with Roderick Wayne Moore Jr. He doesn't know that I'm Roddy. Roddy Ricch. Get a mons. I'm not a punk. But if I were Roddy Ricch, I would have made a meal out of this for the both of us. I would have set up a homecoming ceremony for the Grammy and make this guy present it to me and announce. And the award goes to big party, a big splash out of it, if I valued it that much. Mar to go this gangster on him. Hey, Mar, his rap, his street cred was on the line, so he had to show up and show him what's up.
This guy even had cameras the first time they met up with him. I think he thought he was going to record it and make some viral moments out of it. Already, they're like, no.
He's dealing with a guy from Compton. Didn't he do his research at YouTubers?
He's lying, guys. If that award means so much to you and you carry it all over the place, then how come did he not know where it was? He actually was supposed to pay like $200,000 for it.
Well, here's another thing, by the way. You can always go get a Grammy remade. You got to pay for it, but they can give you like a remake of your Grammy. So if you ever lose it or it gets damaged, you go to the Academy because they know that you are a winner, right? Mm-mm-mm. And then they'll just make you another statue.
This is the world. Please play the house version of that Grammy song. They will hear whether the song is a hit. I'll probably pay for it.
That's funny.
This is why I'd pay for it. But now, if I've got a gang, I mean, that's a currency on its own. So if I can actually get it without paying for it, I'd opt for that way as well. But another thing on a side note, I don't think people understand how ahead our banking system is. Like, everything that seems like a norm to us, in other countries, it's a very foreign thing. And it's a widely known thing that our banking system is really the best.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.